right now, let's bring him in. He's had his Labor Day weekend vacation. Let him labor now with warm weather, hurricanes, tropical depressions, you name it. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, and let's correct that. He's had his three-day, not vacation. He had his 3 days away from the house, but worked all 3 days, videotaping all three weekend days, including yesterday. I got through yesterday at about 1 p.m., got in my car at 2, got home at 3, worked until 6, took a break, worked again last night from 9 till 10, and got up at 2:45 this morning and started work again. I'm not looking forward, folks, from now until Columbus Day, because I will be having to stay, whether I like it or not, up at the lake Sunday night into Monday because of this movie schedule. It will never get done if we do not shoot on Mondays. And the only reason we can afford to shoot on Mondays is because Pat is off and the two main characters are both retired. And they'll be at the lake. So otherwise, this thing would never get done. This is a Marshall Miles forecast. It's not a Pat Pagano forecast, that's for sure. Otherwise, you would not see low 90s today and tomorrow. You'd see low 70s. Partly sunny, hot, and humid. Disgusting. Low 70s tonight. And then Thursday, hazy and humid, chance of a thunderstorm, low 90s. Showers and a thunderstorm early Friday, not as hot or humid, 75 to 80. I think Saturday will be okay. Not sure about Sunday. Now, all of that due to Gordon. Tropical Storm Gordon, 65 mile per hour winds, Gulf of Mexico, will make landfall close to Biloxi, Mississippi this evening. It probably will become a hurricane before it does that. After that, the moisture from Gordon will sail up across the southern plains toward Chicago then. Team up with a cold front. The cold front comes our way Thursday night and Friday with some of Gordon's tropical moisture. And then will Gordon, or the ghost of Gordon, will that cause the front to stall and create problems over the weekend? Probably, but for who? Will it be the Mid-Atlantic again? Will it be southern New England? Don't know. I think we'll, again, fare okay Saturday. Not sure about Sunday. Now let's get further out into the Atlantic to Florence. And Florence is expected to move toward Bermuda. But there are a couple of computer models that say it will be threatening the East Coast next week. So we will have to watch Florence. In addition, another system off the African coast may be christened. What's the name of that? Helene. And that could be in the next day or two.
Well, they're getting rid of G. They're not going to G?
Yeah, G's Gordon.
Oh, Gordon, that's right. All right.
Right. So I told you last week that the Atlantic was awakening, and it sure has. So all of that worked out, and I think the weekend worked out pretty good. I don't know about you. Where were you on Sunday?
In air conditioning, because it, quite honestly, here. Yeah. By the way, everything worked out perfect for Lime Rock and stuff like that. But Sunday, I think, was the hottest day of the weekend, without a doubt around here. It was just very, very hot.
Okay. And it was hot Sunday, or it was very humid Sunday, yeah, up at the lake. And it was about, we were scheduled to shoot about 12:30. So we were a little late. We had, the scene was one of the actresses on a road trying to hitch, and the car's going by and nobody's stopping to give her a lift. Yeah. Should be a simple scene, right?
Yeah.
No big deal. So we pick this kind of crossroad in back of the lake. We get there, and as soon as we get there, and we have a cavalcade of cars following us, folks, it starts pouring. 2 o'clock. Pouring. No thunder or lightning, just pouring, drenching rain. And I look back, you know, because I'm the first car, I look back, I see all the cars with their headlights on, the windshield wipers on, everybody sitting in the car wondering, what are we doing now? Well, we had to wait it out. It took about 20 minutes. Meanwhile, it's only one road, it's a mountain road, and there are cars coming at us and can't get through. And we can't move all of our cars, so they have to try to back up and go around. But that's how it is. So now we get out, and we figured, okay, let's do this scene. We're getting literally bitten alive. I mean, and I have to hold the camera, folks, so there's no way I could smack a fly and hold the camera at the same time. I can't tell you, it was the most unpleasant scene I ever shot in my life.
Yeah.
We did get it. And of course, what do you think happened when the scene was over?
The sun came out and the mosquitoes went away.
Thank you.
I think you're forgetting when you were out shooting and it was so cold.
I remember that.
I think you claim that was the worst ever.
Well, this was the worst because at least I didn't have welts all over my arms and my legs. Oh, just terrible. And of course, from that point on, it didn't rain anymore for the weekend, including yesterday. And then the only other tragedy was, this wasn't a tragedy, it was upsetting. My little Shirley, when I was walking her, she got stung by a yellow jacket.
Yeah.
And on her leg. And I saw the yellow jacket fall to the ground. So I picked her up right away, got into the cabin. We saw the stinger. We pulled the stinger out. We put ice on it. And thank goodness, no allergic reaction, and she was fine.
All right, that's well. I feel sorry for her because the yellow jackets are mean.
Yeah, you know what it's like, right?
They are
aggressive. They're more aggressive than a wasp.
The yellow jackets, but the worst ones are the white-faced hornets.
What is that?
You've never run into white-faced hornets?
No.
You don't even have to be disturbing them. They see you and this is no lie. They are the most aggressive. They are.
What do they look like?
They're called white-faced hornets for a very good reason.
They're white-faced?
They're just the meanest, nastiest things in the world. They're unbelievable. They're like the killer bees. They really are. They're just nasty. You can be walking 20 feet away from a nest, and if they spot you, they go after you. They're just the most aggressive bees in the world.
I'm calling that up right now just to see what they look like. Oh, so that's what they look like. Huh? They look like a regular bee.
Yeah, they are nasty. They are just nasty.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
They're the worst. They're absolutely the worst.
They normally build in trees, but this was on the ground in the path we flew. They are extremely defensive, as you'll see in this video.
Yeah.
They have a video. I can't watch it now. I don't have time. No,
they're just, if somebody's mowing a lawn and you're within, normally you have to go over a bee's nest that's in the ground for them to come out.
Right.
These guys hear the mower, they get the vibration. You're 20, 30 yards away. They swarm and they attack. They're just nasty.
Wow. And I did notice yesterday, outside my screen door on the porch, I noticed a lot of wasps. And I said, could there be a nest around somewhere? I did not see them going into any kind of a nest, but there was a lot around. So I guess it's all tied in with the unusually hot and moist weather that we have been having. There's no doubt about it. Aside from that, Marshall.
So now I need you to do me a favor. I need you to send me the fall forecast again.
Okay.
Because I have a couple listeners that want to go over it, and I can't find where I saved it. I didn't save it where I saved the weather forecast because I don't want to get it confused. So I saved it in a document file. I can't find it anywhere.
Okay. We have time.
You don't have to send it now. You can send it sometime today. I told them that I'd go over it with them tomorrow.
Yeah, that's no problem. I'm sending it right now as we speak. You want me to put it in the Google Drive?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Okay. See if I don't make sure it holds.
Yeah. So pretty much that was it. There was a fair amount of work over the weekend, but again, what was nice is that everything we had planned to do, we did. I haven't seen the results yet, how it came out. I even did Elena on the blue screen because of that mess up with the band a couple of weeks ago. So I did that, and I'll play around with that and see if I could key it all in with chroma key and all of that stuff. Okay, so over to, okay, your fall forecast is now in your Google Drive.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Pagano. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much.
You're very, very welcome. And hopefully, I don't know what happened. I'm going to Google that. What is it called again? A white-faced bee?
White-faced hornet.
White-faced hornet. I'm going to Google that and watch that video when I get a chance.
You don't want to watch the video. You'll be scared.
Really?
They're nasty. They're just horrible. That's the bee that caused my whole thing. My brother and my uncle years ago, when I was like 5 or 6 years old, were walking, and they shot at a white hornet's nest, and I was the one that was closest to the nest. And as we were running away, who got stung in the back?
You did.
Me, by white-faced hornets.
So is that what prompted this whole thing with
you?
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, got it.
All right. That's what prompted my craze.
All right. Okay.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.